If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Oh, yeah.
It's Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs again.
How do you know this?
I'm guessing.
How do you know every Swanee song?
I mean, this could be right on the Beverly Hills.
Down upon the Swanee River, far, far.
Oh, no, that's the Statler Brothers.
No, Jess.
It's the Pinnacle Boys.
The Pinnacle Boys.
I was close.
Who are the Pinnacle Boys?
I don't know the Pinnacle Boys.
I don't know who they are. Did you stay up and watch the hockey game last night?
No, I was a little on edge. I checked the score before I turned in for the evening, and they were down by a point. I think somewhere in the second period.
Well, if I know,
and so it was a wonderful surprise and a wonderful greeting this morning when I came in to hear Roger Badish say that the Hawks were victorious, and there will be a game 7.
Well, if I know Rick Pearson, he'll talk about it in more detail.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I mean, the St. Louis Blues, really, I must say, don't throw things at me. They look really good. And last night, the Blackhawks looked better. I never thought the Blackhawks were out. I think that the Blackhawks, no matter what happens, and I do think they'll win. I mean, they've shown they can win in St. Louis, obviously. But no matter what happens, the Blackhawks have shown what perseverance is.
That's right.
They've demonstrated time and again, never say die. I mean, there are actually life lessons in watching Chicago Blackhawk hockey games. Have you been reading the Chicago Tribune and John Cass's columns?
No, I have. You've been telling me about this because you've been mentioned
a few times. So check out the column today. So I finally, what a casse that I was going to entice him. Well, he enticed me to appear, which was an honor for me, on his podcast. He and Jeff Carlin of WGN. And we talked about feral cats. He calls me a feral cat denier. And you know what? When he calls me some of these names like crazy cat lover, I say, thank you very much, Mr. Cass. That's a compliment to me. So you can read about it, and I hope you do, in today's Chicago Tribune. He has a solution. What started all this is the rat problem in Chicago. So Treehouse Humane Society has a program that isn't going to solve the rat problem, but it relocates. He says, I don't want cats imported into Chicago. No one's importing cats. We're relocating cats that have already been spayed or neutered from one place to a place where public officials, city officials, business leaders have said, you know what? We've tried everything. We can't deal with the rat problem over here. So we move cats from one place to another. Cats move in, rats move out. And that's what started this whole thing with Cass. Well, he has a, quote, solution that you won't believe. And he ran it by me in the podcast. You could read about it in today's Chicago Tribune. And I will say this. Mr. Cass, I believe, needs more catnip.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
There are so many organizations doing so much good in Chicago and sometimes leading the way nationally. One of those organizations is called the Puppy Mill Project, Renata Block. Good morning and welcome to WGN Radio. Thank you for getting up so darn early with us.
Whoop, to be here.
There we go. Hold on. Say that again.
It's such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've never done this before. Well, tell me about what the Puppy Mill Project is.
The Puppy Mill Project is an educational and advocacy organization. It's dedicated to fighting puppy mill cruelty. And we are one of only a few organizations dedicated to ending puppy mills. And we do it through education, rescue, and advocacy. And we really believe that education is key to change.
Yeah, but there are people that say, but puppy mills, they don't exist anymore.
There are 10,000 puppy mills in the country, and
approximately. I mean, we don't even know. That's like a low ball number, isn't it?
It may be, absolutely, yeah. But it's estimated that 2 million puppies are bred in puppy mills each year, and the conditions are just deplorable.
So are the puppy mills, so we've, I would like to think that most people have heard of what puppy mills are, but maybe we ought to some extent, because I don't want to go into graphic detail, but on the other hand, if we don't go into graphic detail, maybe some people won't know, but then those who know might turn the radio dial because it is so graphic. So let's find the middle ground and just give people some broad idea of what these places truly are, because there are people who would like to think, because we are in such a pet-loving country, that these places don't exist. The thing is that they do.
Absolutely. Basically, too often dogs in puppy mills spend their entire lives in a cage. They get little to no veterinarian care and have minimal human contact.
And they are breeding machines. The females are quite literally that. And they live their life on these in these wire cages, but that means on wire. They have no behavioral enrichment or socialization at all. Sometimes not with other dogs except to breed. Never being touched by a person. And on and on. I mean, the care that they get is more or less just to keep them alive and well enough to breed.
Correct.
Mean, it's horrific.
It is horrific. I agree with you, and it's unfortunate. I do want to point out, though, when these dogs are rescued, it's amazing that how still friendly they are to see a human being and how much love they can give back after all they've been through.
Do you think people could be as forgiving as dogs are?
I wish they could be.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, dogs are just incredible in that sense. What do you have at home, Renata?
I actually have a dog, a Chihuahua, and I have a cat.
We have one of those little Chihuahua mixes as well.
I saw yours.
Yeah, she's very articulate, let's say. She could do a radio talk show as well.
I think mine could join yours, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, there's a big benefit coming up for the Puppy Mill Project. That's part of the reason why you're here. We'll get to that in a moment. I think it's important for people to understand sometimes one of two things. Sometimes they know they're rescuing a puppy mill dog. And if you do it in some ways, I think that's a great thing. I mean, you're saving a life. But by going to a pet store, you're perpetuating a business that sells puppy mill dogs. And I know that because of this. No responsible breeder ever will sell to a pet store. So that's kind of like, where else could they be from? And online, people have to be careful. And one of the purposes of the Puppy Mill Project, one of their missions is to say legislatively, let's create ways in which it is very difficult, if not impossible, for pet stores to sell, not to adopt out from shelters. A different story, right? But to sell dogs and cats. And in some cases, rabbits as well. Have I got it right?
You do. The one thing I want to point out, though, is, you know, pet stores are a small business, and we definitely encourage that in our community. But the one thing that I really want to make clear is that we just encourage them to go humane by partnering with rescue organizations and making sure there is no outlet for puppy mills. So if you do go to a pet store, you just have to be well educated about where that puppy is coming from. And I think that is the key of the Puppy Mill Project is the education to the public in regards to that.
So the thing is, though, that pet stores will tell you these dogs were rescued or these dogs are from home breeders. Unless the rescue organization is there or the shelter is there, I'd think twice about it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I agree.
Well, I'm just looking at all the text here. One is about adopting dogs from Mexico, which is interesting because I'm involved with the, and I'm proud to be the SPCA in Puerto Vallarta. It's a sanctuary that's just Renata Block from the Puppy Mill Project, an amazing place. I'm not sure I understand the question they're asking, however. Mexico is a big contributor to dogs in the U.S. Well, they're really not. And to me, saving a life is saving a life. I don't care where those dogs are from. Can you discuss heartworm? That's a broad topic. Let's just say your dog and cats. That's right, friends. Cats, they need protection too. As often as heartworm occurs in dogs, it occurs in cats. Just a different disease in cats. Renata Block is with the Puppy Mill Project. We've been talking about what that organization is. We've been talking about where not to get your dog or cat from. And it's kind of complicated now, you know? People ask me all the time, where do I get a dog and cat? And online, there are lots of reputable places. The problem is online, there are lots of places that are not. Am I right?
Yes. Bottom line is, again, the Puppy Mill Project is about education. And I think people need to make certain when they do get a dog, add a furry friend to their family. You have to get it from a responsible source, such as an animal shelter or responsible rescue group. There are breed-specific groups out there.
Sure.
If you are seeking a specific type of dog, as well as responsible breeders.
And I have no problem with any of that.
I don't either.
Yeah, you don't either. So yeah. You have this amazing book in your hands that is not only a coffee table book, but I believe the size of a coffee table. Tell me about the book.
Chicago Pet Project is a beautiful limited edition tabletop photo book filled with pictures of well-known Chicagoans and their pets, along with letters from the owners to their beloved pets. So it's been a two-year labor of love between the Puppy Mill Project founder Carrie Myers, photographer Karen Morgan, and project manager Kim Williamson.
I want to call out all those people, though. So you mentioned all those names, and thank you for doing that. They were all amazing in what they did. And they Carrie is incredible anyway, because she is the Puppy Mill Project. But the Puppy Mill Project really was before Carrie. It's all these people online, on the internet, who have been saying, you know what, we need to do something about puppy mills. Not hundreds of them, but thousands of them across the country. And Carrie took that idea and said, all right, we are going to definitively make a difference. And she's done that for the animals of Chicago, for the animals of America. She is amazing. The other names you mentioned are two. Karen is an incredibly talented photographer. And they all did this as volunteers.
Which is amazing. I agree. Since the Puppy Mill Project has been founded in 2009, they have facilitated the rescue of approximately 300 mill dogs. And you have to think about what that means. The average cost of veterinarian care for a rescued mill dog is about $500. So that really adds up. And the proceeds from the book basically go to the exorbitant costs of rescuing mill dogs and providing the vet care that they need.
Yeah, they save dogs.
Absolutely.
Essentially. So this book is filled. You will see these people such as like Janet Davies, just at home. I mean, all these names you know if you live in Chicago, just at home. Or in my case, they said, you know what? We're talking to all these other people in their homes. You go to your radio studio. So I was in where I record the national radio that I do. And we brought the two dogs, who often go with me there, but our cat and our lizard as well. But lots of other celebrities, too.
Yes, we have the beautiful Candace Jordan of Candid Candace, Chicago Blackhawks player Brian Bickle,
yep.
The voice of the Cubs, Len Casper, WGN Television's Paul Lisnek is
who?
Also... Paul Lisnek.
There's actually something on that page that he's supposed to be on?
There is.
We just recorded, in fact, a podcast with Paul. That appears in a couple of weeks. We ought to do it fast, you know. And we talked about national politics, actually, because he is the host of Politics Tonight. And he will be, in fact, the host of a benefit coming up. Tell me about that benefit.
The Mothers in the Mills is our sixth annual gala, and it's a really fun benefit held each Mother's Day weekend in honor of all the mothers and fathers still suffering in puppy mills. It is actually our largest fundraiser of the year with more than 300 attendees.
It's a lot of fun, too. I've gone every year. So what's great. The date this year?
It is going to be on May 7th. And it's going to be in Chicago, at the Moonlight Studios.
That's at 1446 West Kinsey, right?
It is. And tickets are $125 in advance, $150 at the door.
But it includes dinner, and it includes amazing desserts, not that I would know about that, and it includes drinks as well, and it's a lot of fun. I presume, I'm no accountant, it's tax deductible because it does go for a non-for-profit, and it's an important way. So if you haven't contributed hands-on, and you can afford this, but it's reasonable, really, because a nice night out to dinner might be that much or near that much anyway. I think, and there's dancing and music and all that, and there's great socializing. So if you want to meet anyone in the animal world and or Paul Lisnick, you'll have the opportunity to do that there as well.
Yes, and basically the books will also be on sale at the gala, and many of the folks featured in the books will be on hand and may autograph their photos in the book.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yes.
I'll be there to do that, yeah. So how can people, if you just want to get the book, or if you want to also go to the gala on May 7th, how can you do that?
You can go to our website, thepuppymillproject.org. And all the information is on our website, as well as for the book, the gala, and guidance to get a dog and a pet at a responsible place.
All important information. Give me the website one more time.
ThePuppyMillProject.org.
ThePuppyMillProject.org. Very quickly, again, the benefit, Renata, is on
May 7th at Moonlight Studios on Kinsey in Chicago.
Yep, I'm going to blog about it as well. So check out my blog, stevedale.tv. Oh, the Puppy Mill Project website is?
ThePuppyMillProject.org.
ThePuppyMillProject.org, an organization all of you know that I believe in very, very much.